Youth mental health really does need to be looked after. It needs every help, every resource thrown into it, because, you know, in Shannon recently, we had three tragedies within a couple of weeks of each other. And it's just sad to see that something could have been done there to help, you know, prevent this. And particularly our youth, they are getting it, because if you're bullied at school, you go home, you can escape it. Now they can't, because of social media, the bullying continues when they're at home. There is no escape route for them, and they really do need help. And if they can't even access the service, where are they to go? We're telling them talk, we're telling them go out there and, you know, get help for yourself. But to who, to where? Where are these people going to go?
And a number of problems have, of course, been identified with CAMHS. What are the main issues there as you see them?
Well, resources and room availability was one of the main issues that they came across. They have five rooms here, and what's happening is they're bringing someone in, then they're rushing them to get out to get into the next patient, which is not fair. You shouldn't be rushing, particularly when you're dealing with mental health. You should not be rushing anyone when it comes to their feeling. They could be in the crux of coming close to something, and the next minute you're rushing them out the door.
Mm-hmm. So capacity really is the main thing there.
Capacity to me is the main issue there, and the fact that the staff morale is at a low at the minute, and if their mental health has been affected, how can they help people with mental health?
Your motion, of course, got fantastic support today. Do you think that shows that the issue is being taken seriously?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everyone did say that time is of the essence. I was offered help from Councillor Killian Murphy on the health forum to bring this forward through a direct line. And they've all agreed that it is a serious issue, that it does need to be dealt with, and intervention before the service collapse is well needed.
What would you like to see come out of this now?
Well, I would like to see that the staff morale being brought up, the more resources coming in, extra rooms coming in, the Minister for Mental Health coming down and meeting with the staff and putting in the measures immediately that need before we start losing lives, rather than, you know, prevention is better than cure, as someone said in the chamber today. That's what you need to see. You want to see these measures being put in place before we have a lot of deaths or anything that can be caused due to the lack of services.